This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those power and utility companies that are here sitting waiting to see what's going to happen, where they're going to be needed, thank you for being here. To all the urban rescue people that are here from around the country, thank you for being here in our backyard. I know you're going to have quite a bit to do because the Hurricane Dorian has expanded. It's bigger. It's now closer to Florida than what it was last night. 80 miles offshore from Cape Canaveral, Florida right now with 110-mile-an-hour winds. That, by the way, the hurricane winds are now out 60 miles from the center of the storm, so they're about 20 miles offshore, but the tropical force winds are out 175 miles, so we've had some sustained winds over 40 miles an hour just east of Polk County, about U.S. 27, all the way over and up to 57 miles an hour sustained winds, all the way over to the east coast of Florida with some gusts over there right off the coast, 85 miles an hour, 72 mile an hour, had a gust a little while ago, not very far from Orlando. So there you go. Now, the people working the Third Watch, all the truck drivers, all the warehouse and factory people, the keeping the stores filled and whatnot, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, getting all that mail ready for delivery. Thanks for what you do, along with our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, keeping America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And with all that, here he is, Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Had to get a lot of stuff out there. All right, let's get going with a pledge here. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's start out with just kind of taking a quick peek here at the hurricane. The storm did get bigger, as we thought it would, because we were told that was going to happen. The eye wall has collapsed a little bit, if you will. But being as how it's bigger, as the winds are still 110 miles an hour, it's currently moving north-northwest at 7 miles per hour. It has become gotten closer to Florida. The millibars, the minimum central pressure, now up to 964. I think last night at this time was around 950, so the storm is weakening, but it's taking its time doing so.
It certainly is, and of course the good news is that it's finally lifting off of Grand Bahama there, and allowing hopefully now the rescue workers and other first responders to get in there and really begin helping people. And of course, as you mentioned, the storm has become bigger, and so it's going to cover a wider area, So even if it's a certain amount of distance off of the Florida coast, you're still going to see winds, rain, and storm surge, and so that's going to be something to deal with. Now, according to some of these models, Captain, it looks like it will continue, of course, its journey northward, up through Georgia, and then, and again, this is a big if, because we're watching this storm hour by hour, it could make landfall, they predict, somewhere in the Carolinas, perhaps as we go into Thursday. But again, we're watching, have to watch it very, very closely.
Well, anywhere from Charleston, South Carolina, north, even around the Chesapeake Bay, this thing could go ashore, or it could just stay out in the ocean. Now, all that being said, there are advisories, and I will be getting into this a little bit later, but for you truckers along I-95, I'm telling you right now, if you're coming south and you're not already down below, the central part of North Carolina, do not, I repeat, do not continue your trek south on I-95. Conditions are going to deteriorate very rapidly as you get down into South Carolina, and it'll get a lot worse. There'll be some high winds along there, because remember, you're not that far away from the ocean at that point, and where the storm will be, you'll probably will be under some pretty significant winds capable of knocking your truck over.
Well, exactly right. And so, again, you got to heed the warnings, and better safe than sorry. And luckily, this is not coming ashore, it would appear, into Florida with a direct hit. But all this preparation is not in vain, because, you know, you get better every time that you're getting ready for something like this.
Yeah, very much so. And hello to Terry in Nashville. He's letting me know that he's up there listening. Yeah, Terry, you're up high enough. You don't need to worry about anything up there. And our people around the country that are chiming in and have been, we appreciate them. But just to make a long story short here, and we're going to be moving on here to a lot of discussion about different things that popped up yesterday. Just to make a long story short here, basically, the military, the National Guards have been activated. They're all in places in areas, some stays and whatnot. There were some Marines, and the Coast Guard were sent into the Grand Bahama Islands. Now, they went back to behind the Grand Bahama Island to some of those areas in there that have literally been flattened. Have you seen the damage in those areas?
It is unbelievable. It just, no words can really describe what we're seeing coming out of the Bahamas.
Yeah, there's nothing left in some of those areas, nothing.
That's exactly right. How's that?
So you got to wonder where the people are and whether or not they're okay. I know the Coast Guard yesterday rescued 19 people at one time off Marsh Island. All right. Well, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, yeah, we got stuff to talk about. James Comey's back in the news. And, gee whiz, FEMA, they got enough people to work. Well, whatever. But we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. And I was on the Mike Gallagher program yesterday morning between 9:45 and 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and appreciated being able to come on there and talk to my friend Mike. Well, by the way, Mike Gallagher has a studio in the back of where I'm at here in this studio, the Salem-Tampa studios that I'm in. I'm up towards the front, and he's in the back. We've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 studios in this building. But anyway, there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain like I have been, and you've got arthritis like I have, or back pain like I have, or ankle pain like I have, then this is something you might want to be thinking about. Now, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches, any kind of general pain at all, if you've had that pain and you can't get rid of it, and even if you're like I was taking Mobic and Flexeril. Well, I was able to get rid of both of that. And then I was taking Aleve to try to make up the difference, which was a big mistake. 6 a day? Causes bleeding. And you don't want that. No. So I hooked on to my buddy Mike Gallagher, and he was talking about Relief Factor one day, and I said, well, okay, I'll try it. So I did. I got the 3-week quick start and never looked back, and I've been taking it ever since. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening with my meals, and guess what? If I need one during the daytime because of something that's come up, I've stressed something or aggravated something, I take it and the pain is gone. It's just that simple. And oh, thank God for Pete and Seth Talbot and their product. I'm telling you, I don't know what I would have done without it, except probably still been chewing a leaf like it was candy. So, Relief Factor, the 1995 3-week quick start. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 3-week quick start. I mean, all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want you to listen to this college professor from Emory University explain why we're having the problems we're having. This was an interview. Let me see. Where was this done? It was about Hurricane Dorian. Emory professor Tiffany Yannick on Democracy Now! Talking to Amy Goodman. She is the reporter. So here we go.
Professor Yannick, you have said that the Caribbean is ground zero for the climate crisis. And I want to say in the nonstop coverage in the networks, and of course it should be nonstop coverage of what's happening with this hurricane, there is almost no mention of climate change.
Yes, well, good morning, Amy. Good morning, Juan. Thank you for having me again. The truth is that these storms that are hitting the Caribbean with this intense magnitude are historic, unprecedented, and these storms are man-made storms. When I was growing up in the Caribbean, we would get really dangerous storms once a decade, and now we're beginning to see them regularly. The Virgin Islands was hit by two Category 5 storms only 2 years ago.
Okay, so they're man-made storms caused by man himself.
Well, yeah, this goes along, of course, with the typical, you know, climate change, global warming argument. And what's most unfortunate, Captain, is that the idea of climate change, or what used to be called global warming, has been so politicized that it makes it difficult, I think, for anybody to come to any real conclusions about it, because it's been weaponized for political purposes. And again, I think that also you would look at a statistical analysis of some years you get a lot of storms, some years you don't get a lot of storms. That might shed some light. But also, of course, if it is, quote-unquote, man-made, then it's not simply something that you level politically at the United States or at a particular party or administration, but you'd have to talk about some other big players in the world, oh, I don't know, China, Russia, and try to come up with some kind of thing where you would try to make them comply with the kind of ridiculous Green New Deal stuff that somehow the United States has to follow, but evidently nobody else does.
Now, I've got a report here, and this is just coming in from Catwoman and Road Dog, and good morning to them. They're saying, hello, Captain, switching drivers right now in Charleston, Missouri, only making one run this week because of the holiday. A truck driver was shot and killed yesterday morning near us on U.S. 30. The van went on. He was driving the wrong way on the eastbound side, refusing to stop, and making threats to kill many people. Could have been a lot worse. Thanks to law enforcement, a great job saving many innocent people. Listening now, have a great night, Catwoman and Road Dog. I don't know where that was on US 30. I didn't hear anything about it, but thanks for telling us, Catwoman and Road Dog.
Wow, yeah, what a story. Oh, my goodness.
That's road rage exemplified.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, now, getting back to what we were talking about here, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Oh, yes.
Just listen to this. Biden floated the most extreme gun control yet from his part. He wants a ban on magazines holding multiple bullets. What do you think?
Well, yeah, isn't that exactly...
Multiple bullets.
Yeah, isn't that what magazines do?
Yeah.
That's the idea.
But is that just another brain phrase for old man Joe?
You know, it's in the light of everything else that he said, I would think probably in that sense. Either he wasn't briefed properly, or it just sort of came out wrong for him.
Well,
typically you're going to talk about magazines that hold 100 bullets.
I got more. He's also suggested outlawing the same type of guns that the Secret Service uses to protect him.
Well, of course, they see it becomes a frenzy, and it's most unfortunate because, again, you have law-abiding gun owners in the United States, people who are not going to go out and use guns the way that we see criminals using guns, and it becomes sort of a cause célèbre to try to go out and say, well, I want to ban this, but I want to ban this more, and I don't want you to buy ammunition anymore, or I want this, and this kind of thing. And so, in other words, it really doesn't help move the needle, because what we're talking about is bad people or sick people who are getting a hold of these things. And it's interesting, Captain, because, you know, we understand now that the shooter in Texas, Odessa and Midland, recently obtained the gun because he could not pass a federal background check. He got it through a private sale. So that's probably where this conversation in general in the country needs to go for things like that, and not about, you know, stuff that Biden's talking about.
Well, let's just see if we can pick up a little bit on the gas, because this is coming from Comedy Central.
I want to ask you about something that you have been criticized for lately, and that is sometimes putting your foot in your mouth. You knew what I was going to say before I even asked the question.
I know you've never done that.
And I was out with you last week in South Carolina speaking to a number of voters at your rallies. And I will say, most of your supporters that I talk to, they don't seem to mind. They say that it's just, you know, happens to all of us. We all put our foot in our mouth. Do you not feel that the details, not just the intentions, matter when you're making decisions as president?
Well, there are two fundamentally different questions you're asking me. When I stand, and you guys love to conflate these things, number one is I stood up and talked about pinning the medal on a young man who did not want the medal and was a brave, brave young man. I also talked about up in the upper Konar Valley of another young man who engaged in a very brave act. Turns out, I believe General Rodriguez was up on that, what they call forward operating base, with only six or eight people up there, and he pinned the Bronze Star on the young man up there. It wasn't the young man who got the Medal of Honor from President, who in fact was in a different place. That was in Afghanistan, but not.
Okay, well, he wasn't here, but he was there, but it wasn't this guy, but it was another guy, and it was General Rodriguez, it wasn't me. Come on.
Well, it sounded like Biden was...
That's not what we heard when he said it.
No, of course not. And this has been checked out by various members in the press, from what I can tell.
It wasn't true.
And it all wasn't true, and it was obviously a made-up thing. And it's Biden who might be conflating things or misremembering and these kinds of things, but yet we're supposed to just sort of take it with a grain of salt, I guess, because Biden is affable. I mean, if you had a, generally speaking, if you had another candidate who was making these kinds of gaffes, they would be out of the race already, you know?
By the way, I want you to feel safe in knowing that Prince Harry is jetted off to Amsterdam, even though he has been running his mouth about frequent flyers ruining the environment.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Jetting off to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Hold on. And that's from England, by the way, to Amsterdam. England to Amsterdam by a plane. Why wouldn't you take the tunnel in that case? Oh, well, just me. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We'll
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People are describing the northern islands in the Bahamas as totally devastated. Hurricane Dorian left the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama ravaged. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says the death toll has risen to 7, and that number will likely increase. He says search teams have fanned out across both of the islands.
Our priority at this time is search, rescue, and recovery.
The Red Cross says Dorian, which arrived earlier this week with 185 mile-per-hour sustained winds, has heavily damaged or destroyed nearly half the homes on both of the islands. Leah Head Rigby with the Bahamian Project flew over Abaco.
Looks like 90% of the homes are gone. I may have counted 50 roofs, maybe.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne Allen Root will be on the program tomorrow night, and we're going to be talking to him about Anthony Scaramucci, who he had on his television show tonight over on Newsmax, and he was trying to talk some sense into Anthony Scaramucci, and Wayne and the Mooch are friends, but it wasn't working. Mooch wasn't having any part of it. I'm going to ask Wayne why even bother. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. To find out more, go to geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host, me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, or snowmobile, and they can help you with your homeowner's or renter's insurance too through your Geico insurance agent. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and make sure you get yourself a great rate and see what they can do for you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So Joe Biden continues to lead in some of the polls. Last week, there was one poll that had him in third place, another poll that had him tied with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders that were all pretty much neck and neck. But now we have a poll that comes out this week that shows Biden back out in front over Elizabeth Warren, who's currently number two.
That's right. That's the Harvard Caps Harris poll.
And it shows him with 32% among Democrats. And then Bernie Sanders comes up at 16%. And then behind Sanders now is Elizabeth Warren. And she's not too far behind. She's got 13% support, and that's up 5 points since the last poll was conducted back in July at the Democrat debates. Now, this is quite interesting, though. Now, she's replaced Senator Kamala Harris. And she came in fourth place with 7%. And so that's sort of an interesting turn, because I think that just continues to show the slide that Kamala Harris has. And so she may be and also ran here much much more quickly than we anticipated. But it looks like you still got Biden, of course, is the one to beat. But Bernie and Elizabeth Warren put together are formidable in terms of their percentages. So the big question is going to be, how are they going to go after one another to try to knock the other one out, presuming that most of the other person's supporters would come to them?
But now, wait a minute. According to Spartacus and according to Kamala Harris, they're serious contenders.
They're serious contenders. Well, let's see. In this particular poll, Spartacus actually came in behind Mayor Pete, by the way, and he came in with fifth. He had 4%. Spartacus has a little bit above 1%, and then Andrew Yang looks like, Senator Cory Booker, correction, is 3%, and Andrew Yang has 2%. I don't know how they're going to be serious contenders for a while.
And Mayor de Blasio, the mayor of New York, has actually spent 7 hours on the job in the last 2 months. How about that? And he's been out campaigning all around the country, and he has what per percentage?
It's very low, whatever it is.
It's like 1/10 of a percent or something like that?
Yeah, perhaps even not.
Why bother?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think he's got his own slew of problems as to why he won't get any real traction.
Yeah, but you know what he's doing? He's out there campaigning for an administrative job somewhere.
Oh, sure, yeah. He wants to move up the ladder if something were to occur and you have a Democrat win. But here's the thing. It's interesting, Captain, because Biden and Warren and Sanders are very different. Warren and Sanders much more alike, of course, but Biden is much more the general election kind of candidate, and Sanders and Warren are much more the primary kind of candidate. And I think the Democrats are kind of schizophrenic at this point. I don't know if they understand that if they continue down sort of the socialist, you know, out and out socialist avenue that they want to go, that they're going to literally, just turn away so many American voters who might even want to switch from Trump for whatever reason. I don't think that they're going to be able to make it out without really destroying themselves.
Why did Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the Minnesota area come out and say that public safety was a human right? What was her goal behind that?
Well, she's talking about the idea of having stronger federal gun laws. She doesn't want people to live in fear of gun violence in these different places that have seen the different gun violence events here in the recent times. But that's an interesting sort of way of putting it. And if that were the case, Captain, if she really thinks that public safety is a human right, I wonder where she would stand on illegal border crossings and criminal elements or drug cartels coming over a porous border. I wonder where she might stand on something like that.
Or Somalia and the pirates who continue to operate.
Well, exactly. So if it's a human right only when it's politically expedient for her, then that's obviously not consistent. It's not really that of a professional legislator. It's not somebody who's actually taking the best interest of the country to heart. Everybody's for public safety. But it starts, of course, too, especially in recent times, with border security.
Now, we knew about the Pentagon, and we knew about the money, the $3.6 billion that was going to be taken from the Military Construction Fund to build the wall on the southern border with Mexico. We knew all about that. But yesterday, officially, the Pentagon said the money was being transferred to build the border wall.
That's right. They're looking to build out about 175 miles of the border wall along the border, some of that there's about 127 projects. that are going to be affected. Some of these are military projects in the United States, and others are coming from projects that are going on in other countries. We're going to get more information on this after Congress is notified of what these different changes are, and then we'll know more. But right now we understand that $3.6 billion is coming out of the military budget, basically, is going to build part of the wall.
And they are shifting monies around so where that nothing is going to go shorthanded, if you will, with the troop difference. And by the way, I'll be talking about this with Colonel Jim during hour number four this morning. The CIA is going to be asked to step up and do more in Afghanistan.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that's what's going to happen. That means some of the covert troops or covert operations that are going on there will be alive and well as private contractors, from what I understand.
Right, precisely. But again, this is interesting, of course, because, you know, Congress, the Democrat-controlled House, of course, would never be able to come to any kind of conclusion on funding the border wall and so forth at levels that it would need to be funded to be serious. And I think that's going to hurt him in the upcoming election. I think the president is going to be able to make the case that he's still being able to get a lot of this done, finding these different end runs around, basically. But if he had the Congress behind him, this would be a done deal, and he would be able to provide that wall. And I think a lot of Americans are concerned about border security. I don't think they buy into the racist argument and all that other stuff that the far left has been using to derail it.
Let's go over across the pond, because the British Prime Minister, Mr. Johnson, who Joe Biden said looks like Donald Trump, he got hair like Donald Trump or some stupid comment like that, has vowed an election after his no deal Brexit defeat, and we all knew that was coming.
Well, right, yes, it was 328 to 301 to go down to defeat, and this means that they essentially have no divorce agreement, basically, and the markets and others would be very shocked and have been resisting the idea that there would be nothing really agreed upon for the departure. So that's, as you said, no surprise there, but Brexit will be coming, but it may be taking a little bit longer, obviously.
Well, here's what's funny. What finished in the red yesterday because the markets reacted negatively, today all the futures are up significantly.
Right. Oh, exactly.
All of them.
Exactly. Yeah, and so this is going to be interesting to watch how it all unfolds, because the UK voted to get out of the EU, but again, it's not as easy as it would seem, and so that's why. But you know, watching Johnson do this, we're going to see if he's able to be up to the task, or if they're going to continue to have some pretty rocky
okay.
season.
Tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you'll have tonight off because Wayne Allen Root's going to come on, and then we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Wayne Allen Root's coming on tomorrow night. Kyle will be getting a night off. And like I say, we're going to ask Wayne about Mooch. How come he's bothering with Scaramucci? I mean, who the heck wants to hear from that guy? All he's doing is trying to tell everybody about the president, and he's doing negative things, talking about stuff that he really doesn't have any knowledge about. He's just throwing smoke out there is all he's doing. All right, I'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All
chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
All right, Leland Martin out there trucking along somewhere. And by the way, I had an old Emeryville years ago. Bought it secondhand. It was a great truck. I used to use it for my short intermediate deliveries and pickups to keep the line haul trucks out on the highway. So there you go. Now, got to talk about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stop Travel Center, closest to you. Those Pilot Travel Centers, it's just not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out. Now, the big news is going to be for the rest of the day and probably for the next couple of days, you guys and girls coming down from the Northeast down to Florida, coming down the I-95 corridor. You need to start paying attention right now to everything south of Virginia, because it's not going to move that fast, but for the next 24 hours, we're going to have Hurricane Dorian working its way up the I-95 corridor into the South Carolina area. Now, because of the close proximity of I-95 and the ocean throughout most of those areas, especially up through Georgia and Florida, it's going to get very interesting on the interstate through there. So if you don't have to be on I-95, I would come the long way around through Atlanta, come down 85 over to Atlanta, and then come down I-75 and come around the storm. That's what I would do if it were me, if I was trucking right now and didn't want to be in all kinds of delays and high winds and all that sort of stuff, which would create plenty of problems for you. Now, today, I'm going to read a statement. Hurricane Dorian is expected to slowly move northwestward along the Florida coast through today. Dorian will remain a dangerous hurricane, spreading impacts along and near the Florida East Coast and the coasts of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina through late this week and into the weekend. Now, there'll be a long-duration event with heavy rain, storm surge, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes all through that area I've just been telling you about. Now, the storm has moved closer, not further away, closer to Florida, and it's also moved closer in the track it's going to be going right now, moving closer to Georgia. Right now, it is 80 miles off Cape Canaveral, Florida, which means the hurricane force winds that are out 60 miles are 20 miles offshore. But the storm has gotten bigger, and the tropical force winds are now out 175 miles, which means those storm winds are being felt all the way over into portions of Lakeland, Orange County, Polk County, Hernando County right now. And the bands of rain are coming in along with that in those areas. So be careful. Now, let's take a look at the rest of the country travel-wise. Florida, you already know about I-95. I-75 is your alternative. I would not take I-4 over to I-95 and think I was just going to go for a truck ride. That's not going to happen either. Again, avoid I-95 if you can, at least until this storm gets up into Georgia and away. And then, of course, you'd be all right. Now, I-10 going west, looking good over to Texas. When you get over around Houston, you're going to have some fog there along the Gulf tonight. It'll look good for you all the way out to Arizona. When you get to Arizona, you're going to have high heat index temperatures again out there in the Arizona desert, especially around Phoenix and along Kingman, Arizona, up towards Las Vegas, Nevada. There'll be some high heat index temperatures there, 110 or so, maybe 115 in terms of the heat index. And looking north up in the Dallas Metroplex. Again, we have some poor air quality and some fog conditions there tonight. Also up in the central part of Oklahoma along I-35. And going further up the line, got a little bit of rain up in northern Michigan tonight. A little bit of rain along the edge of Lake Ontario tonight as well. And you've got red flag warnings up in Wyoming tonight for very, very dry conditions. Please be careful up there. Most of Montana tonight, red flag warnings there, as well as the central part of Idaho in the mountains there, red flag warnings. And, again, be very careful with your campfires and whatnot. Unsettled weather conditions for Oregon tonight because of a system that's coming in off from the Pacific Ocean. So keep all that in mind as we move along during the course of the night and the day today. Now, tonight, Ms. Rosemary will be along with us, and she's been very busy doing what she's been doing. But I will tell you that a lot of things that are going on right now depend totally upon this hurricane in the East Coast. Now, this is not our only rodeo out there. We have got a tropical storm that developed that nobody was talking about because everybody was talking about Dorian. But we've got a tropical storm that developed in the Gulf of Mexico, and it is now headed over into Mexico, the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico right now. And we also have got another system out to the east of Hurricane Dorian. It is... let me bring it up here. It is invest number one. It's not yet a major storm. It's just a trough of low pressure located just east of Bermuda. The probability of development over the next 48 hours is 50%. And also further out is a tropical wave between Africa and the Cabo Verde Islands. The probability there for it to become a storm is at 70%. That's Tropical Depression number 8, which has already formed out there. It's looks like as if it's going to be a storm here very shortly. And we do have this new depression that just came off the coast of Africa. So we've got 1, 2, 3 systems behind Dorian in the Atlantic right now. We've got the tropical storm in the Gulf going into Mexico. So we have 3 systems that we need to keep our eyes on. I would say the first one that I'm looking at probably is going to stay out in the ocean. But the next 2, not sure. Not sure where they're going to go, but they are certainly in the development stages out there. So keep all that in mind as we move along during the course of the day today, because we're not out of the woods yet. Not out of the woods yet, not by a long shot. It's gotten very busy out there in the tropics. So there you go. Now, again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Flying J and Pilot, your travel centers, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. These have become very, very, very popular around the countryside. And you'll know why when you stop into a Pilot Travel Center or a Flying J. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee along the way. All righty. We'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.